Do you have something in your life that you do over and over and over and over again? I mean, like, every year you keep doing this. And the reason why you keep doing it is because it keeps changing you and making you better. It's the same thing, but you keep doing it over and over and over. I'm not talking about exercise. Great example. I'm talking about something that some of us think is work. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Ekman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Hey, again, I'm going to keep pounding it. Starting March 26th, Tuesday night at 6:45, we grub, we eat. Our meeting starts at 7:15. What meeting would that be? That is How to Be a Man at Hillspring Church. We are in New Prague, Minnesota, which is southwest of the Twin Cities by about 30 minutes. Please check us out. We will also have those meetings live on Facebook and YouTube. So even if you can't come, you're in another state, another country, on the other side of the world, you can still check it out. Why are we going to have this How to Be a Man? Because as I've stated recently, the last 4 or 5 months, I have had many young men, 35 and under, want to know how do you become a man? I don't know. They walk around and they know they're a man, but they don't know how to be a man because they don't have a father, or they never had a father that checked in and raised them and groomed them and loved them. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about some tough subjects. And we're going to be real. We're going to be raw. We're going to use language we might not use in church. Not that it would be crass or cuss words, but, you know, if we used to say in the past, if I'm going to tell you how to cook, I need to name the ingredients. If I'm going to tell you how to be a man, I'm going to have to name the ingredients. So make sure you check it out. So after yesterday's podcast, I got two or three people who said, hey, you said something about your top 5 books. What are they? In fact, some said, what are your top 10 books? And so Pete, thanks for the email. Eric, thanks for the email. Darren, thanks for the email. So I thought today I would talk about something that I do every year. Because it influences me, and I do it throughout the year, and that is, there are 10 books that I continually read again and again and again. Now, some of these books I read every other year, but I always read these books at least every other year, if not every year. Now, they're in no particular order of importance. People ask me for the top 10 books that I've read. I think they are classics. They're not your most recent top 10 business books, leadership books, psychology books, religious books. They're classics. And if you study anybody of any value who's made a difference in this world, they have probably read these books as well. So I'm going to highlight them. They'll be in the notes if you want to know the exact names of the authors. Number one is, and again, this is just a list. This isn't first to 10th or 10th to first. Number one is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. In a nutshell, it teaches you that you have to have a why. If you have a why, you can get through anything. Crappy marriage or, yes, a prison camp. Second book is Power Versus Force by David R. Hawkins. This book should be a spiritual classic, but he's not a Christian. But you can't read it without thinking about faith, because he talks about the power behind what you can't see, with science to back it up. It's amazing. Now, I'm going to warn you, the first 2 chapters you're going to go to sleep on, you're going to think this book sucks. Once you get past the first 2 chapters, it ramps up until the last chapter, you don't even want to put it down. You're like, oh man, I wish there was a sequel. Next book, The 10 Natural Laws of Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. I mentioned this yesterday. This simply talks about how to create motives and systems for the best output in your life, in your family, in your business. Tied to that would be The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. And this is a classic. Many people have read it. I like to read it every other year. I also have it on audiobook, because it's who you are and how to get the most of each role that you play. Because who you are is multiple roles. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a son. I'm a grandpa. I'm a pastor. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a trainer. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner. And that's a lot, unless you have this book that helps you create those lanes and how you can do that. The next one is The Fourth Turning by Neil Howe. This is a very, very, very heavy read, but it's worth digesting. In fact, I would first jump on YouTube and look for a couple of videos explaining the book before you read it. It talks about how history repeats itself in great detail. It will blow your mind. You've heard the saying, good times create soft men create hard times create strong men create good times, and it's cyclical. This book covers that in history. Next one, 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And actually, all of Robert Greene's books are great, but in the 48 Laws of Power and in the 48 Laws of Success, the sidebars in these books are worth the whole book. The stories, the history, the insight, amazing. Next is Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chan Kim. This is how you think different in the realm of thinking the same, or what you would say is standing out in a cookie cutter world. You can be in the same business with the same product and still stand out dramatically simply by being in the blue ocean and thinking differently. I don't want to wreck the idea of the book, but if you're in business or an entrepreneur, or you own your own studio or whatever, you got to read this book. It's amazing. Then you have The Mysteries of the Anointing by Benny Hinn. It's the fourth. Much like the fourth dimension, which I'm going to mention in a second. Now, this is the most recent book. It was printed about 2 years ago, but I read it four times in the last 2 years. Mysteries of the Anointing by Benny Hinn. Next is The Fourth Dimension by David Yonggi Cho. And this helps you understand how to tap really the deepest realms of faith. I don't know how else to say it, but it's a great book. All right, the last one in the top 10 are The Three Battlegrounds by Francis Frangipane. Again, all of Francis' books are phenomenal. They're a desperate, necessary read for spiritual growth. But this book specifically helps you uncover who you really are and what you don't see. Now, here are three bonus. The Beta Satan by Bevere, The Tale of Three Kings by Gene Edwards, and the book everyone should read, John G. Lake, His Life, His Sermons, His Boldness of Faith by Kenneth Copeland Publications. Get into them, read them, they will change your lives, and much like me, you'll probably want to read them every year. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.